Guys, I have exciting news.
I'm away to America.
It's important that you know you can leave at any time.
Let's give them in WA.
I agree. Let's shake on it.
It's deeds, not words, that will get us the vote.
Well, it's all a matter of perspective. The movie news.
Right here in Rome.
With Garrett Daly.
All right, when do I get my goods?
3 days.
So, Garrett, we are starting this afternoon with an actor and director who've worked well together before, and they're going to come together again.
Yeah, this is Damien Chazelle and Ryan Gosling, obviously from La La Land, big success. But they're working on First Man. We've mentioned this before. It's the Neil Armstrong film that he's going to direct with Ryan Gosling starring. But they've added Corey Stoll to the cast as well, who's actually going to play Buzz Aldrin in the movie as well. It's written by Josh Singer. It's a drama described as a visceral first-person account of NASA's mission to land a man on the moon, focusing on the years from 1961 to 1969. And it's based on a book by James Orr Hansen. The movie will explore the sacrifices and the costs on Armstrong and on the nation of the most dangerous mission in history. So Stoll's good. I mean, he was in House of Cards. People probably remember him from, but he's also been seen in movies like Black Mass, Ant-Man and Cafe Society. And they're planning an October 12th, 2018 release for this movie.
Okay, it's sounding good, isn't it? It's looking good.
Yeah, now, oh yeah, really coming together.
We have some kids' movies to mention this afternoon. The first one being The Day the Crayons Quit.
It's a great book. The book actually follows a box of crayons whose inhabitants go on strike against their young owner after growing sick of how they've been used, by the individual colours that dictate the very limited day-to-day existence of each crayons. It's a fun book, and it sold about 3 million copies. Anyway, it was with Universal. The option lapsed, and it now looks like Sony Pictures is going to develop a live-action animated hybrid movie based on this book. It's a picture book. Sean Levy, 21 Laps, is his company. People will know him from the likes of the Night at the Museum series. Mm. He's just finished the second season of Netflix's Stranger Things as well. He was also a producer on Arrival. He's sort of behind it now. And, you know, hybrid movies, we're sort of seeing it. You know, if they can make a movie out of emojis, then, exactly. You know, why not base it on a great children's picture book as well? And there was a sequel to the book as well called The Day the Crayons Came Home. So, you know, they've got a sequel if this one goes well, but that's The Day the Crayons Quit.
Great. Now, a film that was in our cinemas very recently, there's a sequel being mentioned already.
Yeah, there is. It's A Dog's Purpose. Now, there was a bit of PR controversy around this movie when it first came out in the US because, you know, I suppose there was a video of one of the dogs from the set had surfaced online, which appeared to show the dog been forced to swim in a very aggressive pool of water. Didn't do it any good at the time in terms of its release, and you had some of the actors as well sort of showing their distaste for what they had seen. Mm. But anyway, it went on to make 193 million worldwide, but where it did really, really well was in China. It made 88 million in China, which was far more than the 64 million it made in the US.
Yeah.
So Amblin had made this film, and they now actually have Chinese money in terms of investment for it. So it seems that with China in mind, they're going to move forward with a sequel. And it's not going to be too much of a stretch for them, because even though the movie seemed fairly self-contained in terms of its storyline, there is a sequel novel called A Dog's Journey. So I suspect that's what they're going to put into production. So
okay, we'll keep an eye on that one. This next story, it's an interesting one because we often get this with songs and people say, you stole my tune or you stole lyrics. This is an idea for a film.
Yeah, it's Inside Out. A great movie.
Loved
mega
it, yeah.
Hit, actually. Massive, massive hit. But yeah, there's a case actually against Disney and Pixar, claiming the 2015 animated hit was based on Denise Daniels' children's program called The Moodsters, which she created to help kids better manage their emotions. Daniel, who co-founded the National Childhood Grief Institute, said the idea was born after years of counseling children after tragedies, including Hurricane Katrina and 9/11. It started with a workbook to help doctors work with pediatric patients using color-coded symbols for emotions, and with the help of high-profile and accomplished team, it was eventually developed into a pilot. Anyway, it seems that the idea was pitched to Disney every year from 2005 to 2009. And yeah, so I suppose there's this is happening now. Disney have not replied to it as yet or made any comment in relation to it. I think it happens. It happens all the time with big companies.
It very easily happens, yeah.
Yeah, because they've been pitched. Sometimes you get similarities with ideas and people feel, you know, that they did steal the idea. So we'll watch that one carefully and see how it plays out.
All right, just some casting news today for Jack Black.
Jack Black is going to star in a gothic horror movie. Sounds perfect for him already. The house with a clock in its walls. Eli Roth will direct for Amblin. No start date has been set for the project, but it's adapted from a 1973 book, which was illustrated by Edward Gorey. The story is set with a recently orphaned 10-year-old boy named Lewis moving to a town in Michigan to live with his mysterious uncle, who turns out to be a warlock, while his next-door neighbour, Florence, is a witch, and the house was previously owned by a couple who dedicated their lives to black magic.
That sounds like a barrel of laughs.
Yeah, and plotted to bring the end of the world through a clock hidden in the walls. Black is busy because he's next going to be seen in Sony's Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Ah, okay.
And Roth himself is busy as well because he's got Death Wish starring Bruce Willis coming out in November as well.
Very good. You have an Irish release to mention today too.
Yes, I do. It's the feature debut from Marco Rowe. It's set to be released in Irish cinemas on October 13th and it's got a great cast. It stars Cillian Murphy, Catherine Walker, Eve Berthtesel and Andrew Scott. Alan Maloney and Ruth Cody of Parallel Film Productions produced the title.
Great stuff.
It's a tense drama, The Delinquent Season, which revolves around two couples in suburban Dublin, and on paper they both appear to live in marital bliss until an altercation between one couple occurs and cracks begin to appear in both of these seemingly steady marriages. Writer, director Rowe has several key writing credits to his name, including Intermission, Boy A and Perrier's Bounty. So we'll see. I will look forward to that. It sounds good, doesn't it?
What's the latest on the Sherlock team?
Yeah, this is the producers of Sherlock, Stephen Moffat, Mark Gatiss. They're set to team up for another adaptation of the iconic figure of Victorian literature, Dracula.
Ah.
So the plan is to sort of follow a Sherlock model, I suppose, of about 3 or 4 feature length episodes per season. Talks are underway with the BBC already to produce and to air it. It's unclear if it'll have a modern day setting. We had a couple of reincarnations of it, if you remember Jonathan Rhys-Meyers starring in the 2013
right.
Dracula led series, that was for NBC. We've had the Luke Evans led movie Dracula Untold in 2015, and I believe the final season of Penny Dreadful as well last year had Dracula in it as well. I haven't seen Penny Dreadful, but I suppose we'll see. They're great writers.
Yeah.
I mean, they were involved, weren't they, with Doctor Who as well?
Yeah.
So I think if they can do it, probably they
sounds
can.
Good. What trailer do you want us to check out online this week?
The Only Living Boy in New York is the movie. It's got a good cast in it. It's Kate Beckinsale, Kirstie Clemens, Pierce Brosnan, Jeff Bridges and Callum Turner stars in it. And it's about a boy adrift in New York, a recent college graduate whose life is upended by his father's mistress, played by Kate Beckinsale. His dad is played by Pierce Brosnan. Take a look at it. It's out towards the end of the summer in the US. I suspect we'll be getting it just after that. But The Only Living Boy in New York.
Okay, Pierce Brosnan and that. And looking at the movies in our cinemas this weekend, Brendan Gleeson is in this one opposite Diane Keaton.
So am I different to what you expected?
Perhaps. You seem...
Go on.
Cleaner.
That's honest. Cleaner.
What are you, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Come on, have a smile. Take a schmeck.
Come on.
Yiddish
now?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, well, wait.
No.
Let me see. Yeah, I can't quite place it, though.
Patchouli.
Uh-huh.
And pond scum.
Yeah, that's Diane Keaton and our own Brendan Gleeson in Hampstead. You met Diane Keaton recently, Garrett, didn't
I did,
you? Do a bit of name dropping there.
In Los Angeles back in February. And she was talking actually about working with Brendan Gleeson, how much she loved it. And she really enjoyed working with him. But yeah, it was quite surreal meeting such a legend, really.
Yeah.
But that one's about an American widow who finds unexpected love with a man living wild on Hampstead Heath. It's kind of loosely based on true story when they take on the developers who want to destroy his home. So that's that one. We've a good selection of movies, actually. The Book of Henry is out as well, with instructions from her genius son, carefully crafted notebook. A single mother sets out to rescue a young girl from the hands of her abusive stepfather. Naomi Watts, Jacob Tremblay star in that movie. The Irish movies continue with success on the screen. Twice Shy, directed by Tom Ryan. It's the big screen as well. It's about Andy and Maggie, a young Irish couple who travel to England as a result of an unplanned pregnancy. In the cast, you've got Shane Murray Corcoran, Isolde Casey, Pat Short, Ardal O'Hanlon, Brolin starring in that movie. Something completely different is a big movie in Transformers The Last Night. This is Michael Bay back in the director's chair, working alongside Mark Wahlberg and Anthony Hopkins this time, where humans and Transformers are at war. Haven't they been for the last how many
movies? They're still at it.
It's just, they're just explosive, aren't they? And they're long as well, those movies. But I think this one sort of sets up a new franchise as well, of Transformers, which I'm sure people are delighted to hear about. And then we've got From the Land of the Moon, set in 1950s France. Gabrielle is a passionate, free-spirited woman who is in a loveless marriage and falls for another man when she is sent away to the Alps to treat her kidney stones. Marion Cotillard
is always great. Right, and what TV movie have you for us?
You had the star on your show, Ryan O'Neill.
Ryan O'Neill, yes.
And this is a favourite of Stanley Kubrick fans. It's Barry Lyndon. So if you'd ever seen it. Now, it is on late tonight. It's on at 5 to 12 on RT2 tonight.
It's always worth a watch,
but beautiful, beautiful looking film. So if you've not seen it, or if you just want to indulge yourself in 18th century England again, go watch it. So Barry Lyndon tonight, 5 to 12.
Thanks, Garrett.